What do you think about the clinical implications of this study in terms of non-protocol treatment of patients? In other words, you know, assuming that you could access cetuximab outside a protocol setting, how do you think this trial, what are the implications in terms of potentially using the drug?
Yeah, I think the implications for me are that it will become one of a standard treatment in the future, if not saying the standard treatment, at least, let's say in Europe or in my country, I would anticipate that it will be one of the main standards, because the advantage, or that's why I believe this, is firstly that we had it in a broad population. In the broad population is all histologies, not selected just on, for example, non-squamous cell histology. So broad population. And what I think also is an important finding, that we have used a cisplatin-based protocol, and I do believe that's shown that cisplatin-based protocols are slightly superior, particularly also with regard to survival compared to carboplatin-based protocols. So I think the chemotherapy is, if you call it, optimal, and by adding cetuximab to an optimal chemo, you further improve their survival. So I think I would see it as a new standard.
What about patients who would have met the eligibility criteria for the ECOG 4599 trial of bevacizumab?
Yeah. What we did is to look into the Caucasian population, and among the Caucasian, we saw, of course, a more striking effect. What was the interesting finding is that the hazard ratio was 0.8, so it was more striking, and it was seen independent of all histologies. We saw it in adenocarcinomas, we saw it in squamous cell carcinomas, the same hazard ratio around 0.8. And what also was more striking in the Caucasian, that the curves separate very early on, indicating that we have efficacy of cetuximab during the chemotherapy phase. And when you compare it with the inclusion criteria, for example, ECOG trial on chemo plus bevacizumab, we pretty much reach the same median survival we have in this population of adenocarcinomas. We had an improvement of nearly 2 months, from 10.3 months median in the control arm to 12 months in the chemo plus cetuximab arm. And that's pretty much what you also saw in the ECOG trial. And we did not, even in the adenocarcinomas, a much broader population than the ECOG trial.
So assuming you had access to both drugs, what would you utilize in a patient who had an adenocarcinoma, for example?
Based on this data that we have with a cisplatin-based protocol, improving survival, based on the fact that bevacizumab did not improve survival in the AVAIL trial, which used a cisplatin-based protocol, I do believe that in this patient population, it is cisplatin-based chemo plus cetuximab.
Now, in the United States, carbo is much more commonly utilized. What about that?
That's certainly well known that the U.S. prefers carboplatin-based chemotherapy. With regard to the efficacy of cetuximab, we can state that all the trials indicated that the type of chemotherapy does not matter. You know, of course, there is the randomized phase 3 trial using carboplatin paclitaxel plus minus cetuximab, BMS 099 trial presented by Dr. Lynch at the last World Conference on Lung Cancer in Seoul. And this trial had as a primary endpoint progression-free survival assessed by an independent radiological review committee. This endpoint strictly was not formally reached, but was quite interesting to me. They had higher response rates assessed by the independent review committee, so there seems to be an efficacy of cetuximab. And what was also quite interesting to me to see that when progression-free survival is assessed by the investigators, it was statistically significant. And it raises to me the question whether progression-free survival is the good endpoint. For me, it's a very soft endpoint, and it's very difficult to assess. So that's one of the limitations of this endpoint. But nevertheless, I would say that Lynch trial suggests to me some efficacy also of cetuximab. And I would say, okay, then you could most probably also use cetuximab plus carboplatin paclitaxel. But we are still waiting for the survival data of the BMS trial. If they are taking some hint that it might work, so I think it's fine. If they don't show any benefit, then we still have to say that it might not have enough power to show a clinically relevant difference in survival.